SBS Russian. Ваша диаспора, ваши истории.
So this year, just 3 days before the Anzac Day parade, I found out that the RSL New South Wales branch wrote a letter to the Russian community stating that we were in breach of the guidelines on the previous parade by carrying the photos of deceased veterans and singing whilst marching. It expressly prohibited the carrying of photos of deceased veterans and singing. So, and the rationale that was given is that Australians do not celebrate Anzac Day. They commemorate, and the difference is important. So somehow the photos of the deceased veterans are not commemoration. So, I wondered whether this is true and whether, I would hate to limit this to one community. I don't think it was, we were targeted specifically with that letter, but I would like to question that decision, which I believe was quite ill-informed and basically wrong.
You decided not to participate this year in the parade, and also you wrote that you felt alienated and excluded, which is somewhat contradicts the whole idea of Anzac spirit, which is uniting the nation.
Absolutely, and I think that it also contradicts the spirit of Australia, which is a multicultural nation. When I worked at the Australian Embassy back in Moscow before even thinking about coming to Australia, I learned about the Anzac Day and I related to it immediately. I attended the dawn services. I organized the first ever wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier on the Kremlin grounds in Moscow in 2012. So when I came here, and as any migrant, I was searching for common points with my new country. So I was looking for what do I have in common with Australia. So the Anzac Day parade for me was a very important common point where I could immediately fit, because I thought, well, both our nations fought in terrible wars. Both our nations learned how to commemorate their fallen and the sacrifice of those who fought in those wars. And both our nations don't want wars to happen again. So this was important. And that's why I joined the parade and kept joining it until this year when this strange advice came through. And let me just say a few things about what those portraits mean to us, I mean us as Russian Australians. In Russia, commemorating World War II, so World War II is our Anzac, that's our starting point for military history, I mean as the nation currently remembers it. Of course, we had wars before that and Russians fought in the First World War, but World War II is our nation's uniting point, and the uniting day is the 9th of May. So when the number of the veterans who could march in commemorative marches naturally diminished, Russians came up with this idea of the immortal regiment, of actually carrying the portraits of those who fought at the war, and it became an amazing event. So we brought this tradition to Australia, and we didn't think for a moment that it could be out of sync with the Anzac spirit. So when we joined the parade, we were incredibly proud that we could bring that new national thing into the general boiling pot of Australian culture. And then when I saw this letter, I felt like it was a slap in the face. That was my personal feeling. What I want is just an answer, you know, whether this is actually something that is substantiated or it's just an ill-conceived decision that should be revoked. Yeah, and I will do my best to get it revoked because I believe that that's the correct thing to do. Right now, it alienates a whole community, which is already finding, well, its position pretty difficult given the current international situation. And I don't think that's something that should be endorsed by the government and especially ministers, for both federal and state ministers for multicultural affairs.
SBS Russian. Делитесь своими историями на нашей странице в Фейсбуке.